It's All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Neil Charnoff. We'll have cultural recommendations from VPR's Art Hounds in just a few minutes. But first, it's our weekly conversation on the arts. The Opera Company of Middlebury is celebrating its 10th anniversary with a benefit concert this Saturday. The recital will feature tenor Yong-Hoon Lee, who sang in the company's first two productions and recently made his Metropolitan Opera debut. The company also played a significant role in the restoration of Middlebury's Town Hall Theater. Joining us now from studios at Middlebury College is Doug Anderson, the artistic director of the Opera Company of Middlebury. Welcome.
Happy to be here.
Tell us about the genesis of the Opera Company of Middlebury. How did this get started?
Well, I think like all great ideas, it started in a foolish and almost offhanded way. You know, we were restoring Town Hall Theater, and I was just looking for events to get people coming downtown again and getting into the habit of coming downtown to see interesting events. So I put on a little opera evening, and a friend of mine, Meredith Parsons McComb, was in it, and she happened to sing the opening aria from Carmen. And I'm sitting right next to Greg Vitersek, who's on the music faculty at Middlebury College, and he looked at me and said, "We should do that." I said, what do you mean? He said, "We should do Carmen." And I said, "Okay, let's do a production of Carmen." And then I looked at him and said, "Does this mean we're starting an opera company?" He said, "Yeah, we're starting an opera company." And that's really how the entire company started. And that year we did put together that production of Carmen. It was very low budget. It was only four singers because that's all we can afford, and maybe four or five musicians in the pit. And the theater was unfinished. It was just a wreck of a building, and there were 50,000 bats flying around. And yet, a little to our surprise, it was a massive success. It completely sold out, and we've kind of gone from strength to strength since then.
Now, here we are 10 years later. You've characterized the brief history of the Opera Company of Middlebury as miraculous. What have these 10 years been like for you? What's the biggest challenge?
Well, if you put it in a larger context, this is a period where a lot of opera companies have folded recently. Opera is a very, very expensive proposition, especially, you know, to create something like this during a period of recession. And here we're in a town which by any measure is much, much too small to support a professional opera company, and we're a professional opera company. So it was kind of a ludicrous idea to begin with to do something like this in this market. But one of the great strengths of our company is that we do full productions. I mean, our unofficial slogan is grand opera in an intimate setting, because our theater only seats 232 people. And when you see an opera really well produced in that small of space, it kind of blows the dust off of everything. It makes it very immediate and very dramatic. The stories really leap to life. And I think that's been our great success, is because we've been small. I would have said probably 10 years ago, we're too small, this will never work. But I think just the intimacy of what we're presenting people is what's really bringing opera to life for them.
And tell us a little bit about the role that the Opera Company played in the restoration of the Town Hall Theater.
Well, we a group of local people purchased the building in the year 2000 with another crazy idea. You know, can we raise the money to restore this building? And it had quite a lot of what we'll call deferred maintenance. I thought it was going to take 2 years and $1 million to bring that building back online. It was 10 years and $5 million. But while we were planning it and while we were trying to get it right and really make it a state-of-the-art facility, I started looking around for what's going to happen after the day we open. You know, you can restore a building, but how do you create a thriving theater and cultural center in a community? So I started to help gather and create various resident companies that would call the place home. So we have the Middlebury Actors Workshop, and we have the Middlebury Community Players. And the Opera Company, too, is just a great anchor for the building and gives it a real reason to be and a real reason for people to really be proud of this building and this company that's right there in their little town.
Now, this Saturday, you have a recital benefit concert. You've got a couple of prodigal singers returning. I imagine you must be a very proud opera papa.
It's going to be a very emotional weekend for me, let me tell you. When we did that first Carmen, we happened to hire a young Korean tenor named Yong-Hoon Lee, who was still in school at Manus College. And he actually didn't speak much English at the time. But the moment he opened his mouth, everybody in the theater knew that we were witnessing the beginning of an amazing career. And he sang Don Jose and Carmen for us and then came back the next year to sing Cavaradossi. And in the last 10 years, he has literally sung those two roles all over the world, at La Scala and Vienna. In fact, just last year, I went to see him at the Metropolitan Opera singing Don Jose and Carmen, which he sang for us 10 years before. So he's now booked through 2018, but he has a real soft spot in his heart for Vermont and for Middlebury. And when we asked him to come back, a little to our surprise, he said, absolutely, I'll be there in a heartbeat. And so it's this is a major international star now who's going to be back on our stage again after 10 years.
Doug Anderson is the executive director of the Opera Company of Middlebury. Thank you so much for speaking with us today.
It's been a real pleasure. Thank you.
The Opera Company of Middlebury will present their 10th anniversary benefit concert Saturday night at 8. That's at the Town Hall Theater. A photographic retrospective of the company's first decade will be on display at the theater through September 1st. For more information, go to vpr.net.